Weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And Mitch Schwab joining me in studio today. And Mitch has a really cool and unique insight in what's happening with Israel right now. And we've been, of course, hearing about the conflict with Israel and Hamas and everything going on. And Mitch has been part of the Philos Project for a couple of years. Mitch, thanks for spending some time in studio to tell us about this. Take us to the beginning of you've been involved for six-ish years, 2017. How did you get involved in and with this Philos Project, and tell us what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. I was first introduced to the Philos Project in a group called Passages in 2017 while a law student at University of Wyoming. I had an opportunity to go to Israel, spend 10 days there to see modern issues, specifically the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I've been to the Gaza Strip. I've been to all the several of the kibbutz locations that were attacked, been to Tel Aviv, been to the Lebanon border, Syrian border, the West Bank, went in deep on the West Bank to see what that looks like on the ground, and spent a good amount of time in Jerusalem. And I was supposed to be there this year when the attacks happened, but that's been pushed off for a while.
Yeah. And so you've spent time kind of in the heart of where all this is taking place, is what you're saying. You've seen, I mean, you were telling me that you played with the families, the kids and these families that have been directly impacted.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's that's probably what has made me this whole thing is what hits home the most is, you know, being in one of, you know, if you go to one of these little locations, it's a kibbutz, everything is a bomb shelter. Because they know that that's their life. They're rocketed every day. There's always been that tunnel threat where their kids will just disappear randomly. But there's been nothing of this scale. You know, we went to their playgrounds where the kids will play. Everything on the playground is a bomb shelter, but they'll paint them to look like little tunnel, like toys, you know, that they can go hide in. But it was the way I've described it before is, imagine living in Afton and Grover, Osman, Smoot, Auburn, everybody is bombing you, wanting to wipe you from the face of the earth. That's what it's like to live in Israel.
And everything, I mean, in that close proximity, in what that's you just what described, everything's that close.
It just feels that close. You know, Israel's only the size of New Jersey. We think about, you know, they get a lot of flack in the news and everything, but they really are the only democracy over there. And, you know, they're under fire hardcore right now with what's happening in Gaza. You know, and I think a lot of people are mixing up the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with the current Israel-Hamas conflict, and they're not the same.
Okay. So before we get into what's happening, tell us more about your involvement with the Philos Project and what that is and how it's kept you connected with these situations over the last few years.
Yeah. So when I came home from Israel the first time, I felt I just experienced something very unique, and I felt I needed to stay with it. So I did, and joined up with the Philos Project. I did their Pathfinder, online Pathfinder courses, which they train you in Syria. They train you on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Jewish-Christian relations, Christian-Muslim relations, Jewish-Muslim relations. So you get embedded in this, and then they take you on retreats, and you hear from people from Israel. You hear from Arabs. You hear from Muslims. You hear from all of them. In fact, we were supposed to be interviewing leaders of Hamas when we went this time around, and that won't be happening. And you know, so I stayed in touch with them. Now I'm involved with the Philos Leadership Institute, which was going to pay my way to go to Israel to be engulfed in, on these issues, specifically the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now there's also a thing called the Philos Action League, which is really dedicated for whenever there's an anti-Semitic attack of some sort in the United States, if it's close to one of us, we simply go and bring white roses to the Jewish people there. A white rose is a symbol from the Holocaust. There was a group of professors and students. They were secretly giving white roses to the Jews to let them know you're not alone. And that was it. You know, and so that it's just something small when something like that happens.
Mitch Schwab in studio today with some insight on what's happening with Israel and Hamas and, of course, the Philos Project mixed with all of this. So tell us, with your involvement with this project and what is happening in Israel, what are some things that need to be clarified, or what kind of insight can you share with us through this Philos project that maybe most people aren't understanding about what's happening right now?
Well, I think right now, in the United States especially, we have a hard time in the United States with judging both history and other cultures and what they're going through. It's like we kind of sit on a pedestal and try to act as though we know exactly what's going on over there. Right now, Israel is being vilified really hard for how they're acting in the Gaza Strip. There's a lot of people calling for a ceasefire. There's a lot of people saying, hey, it's not proportionate. Your attacks aren't proportionate, and they're calling for moral equivalencies. And I think we need to be a little bit more careful when we discuss these things, especially when we look at what did happen on October 7th. It's no surprise that Hamas attacks. They always are sending rockets. But this is very different. Hamas violated numerous areas of international law, especially when they took children and targeted civilians. And so when we talk about, people bring up, well, they responded so disproportionately. What is proportionality here? Should they have done the same thing Hamas did? And then people, it's like when we talk about proportionality, what's the point of war? Well, Israel declared war. The point of war is for peace through force. Like, we don't have peace. We need to attain peace. How do we attain that peace? Well, if we do a ceasefire right now, will there be peace? Hamas will still be in control. So looking at it on the ground, I honestly believe the only way for them to achieve peace is you can't have Hamas. And it's a big history lesson. We can go all the way through it. But here, the best way I heard it described was this. If Israel lays down their weapons of war right now, what happens? Israel would be wiped from the face of the earth. If Hamas laid down their weapons and the hostages right now, what would happen? There would be peace. And that's been the case since 2005. When Israel completely left Gaza. Now, the other interesting situation here is Israel is and has been vilified for years, especially at the UN. When you listen to how they discuss the issue, they won't even mention the name Israel. They'll call it occupied Palestine. So when they announced the attacks that happened, they said, we're sad to hear about the attacks on those who dwell within occupied Palestine.
Gotcha.
It's just very interesting the way the world is reacting here, but there's also something much larger lurking in the shadows behind this. And I think that's one thing really interesting is that we don't discuss it too much, but there's kind of a shadow war between Iran and the West that's happening behind the scenes. And so that's a whole another discussion for another day.
Sure. Mitch Schwab in studio today with some insight through the Philos project that he's involved with, what's happening in Israel with Hamas. And so my last question for you then, Mitch, is what should the average small town Wyoming person really understand about this? And is there any way to be involved, I guess, is the next part.
Oh, absolutely. So the Philos project, there are several individuals over in Israel that we know, most of especially the tour guides, there's local experts. Well, now they're suited up and they're in uniform and they're in Gaza, right? So there's a lot of families that we were connected with that were impacted. There were several who were killed and whose family members are missing or were killed. So the Philos Project is doing direct fundraising for those families. So in fact, I believe you can do online if you make donations to the Philos Project, they send it directly to those families that we know that were impacted. The other areas I would say is be as objective as you can, because everything in the news, especially in the national media, you guys know as well as anybody, most of the time when things are being shared, it's for an agenda or for one end goal, right? They want you to believe a certain way. So that's the big push. So there are a couple resources I would hit. There are lots of books that you can read that are very objective about the history there. One that just came out is called The Ark of a Covenant by Walter Russell Mead. It's a long one, but it is very, very thorough on the history and very accurate. And it's objective. It's not Israel's just right. He criticizes them significantly in that book, but it's good. One that's really easy for everybody is the Deep Map. So the founder of the Philos Project has a podcast called the Deep Map. And he interviews experts and on these topics, people who live on the ground in each of these locations. And they do a deep dive and really try to understand it in a holistic view instead of a very myopic view that we do from from our couches. And then as the Philos Project is a very focused Christian organization for Christian engagement in the Middle East. So obviously their big focus is prayer. That's their biggest thing. And, you know, praying for peace is always the biggest thing. And a lot of people, especially nowadays, they, I wouldn't say demonize it, but they lower the value of that. And so that's one big, big push. And the very last one I would say is, you know, there aren't very many Jewish communities here, but there are some pretty close. And if you want to see what these attacks and everything have done to that community, it's heartbreaking. You know, they're living in fear like they did around the Holocaust time. They're afraid to travel right now. There's been warnings issued from Jewish leadership and Israel itself saying, if you're going to travel, you must hide your Jewishness because of the attacks that are happening. So if you do see someone, just be kind. You know, that's the whole thing about the Philos Project is just be a friend. That's what Philos means, is friend. And so that's been the big push.
Well, Mitch, I certainly appreciate your time and your insight on this. And people can find the Philos Project online. You can go to philosproject.com. It's P-H-I-L-O-S. Philos Project. Mitch, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.